Participants at the Education Summit heard from Lexington Paul Lawrence Dunbar Sr. Andrew Brennan, who says overcrowded classrooms and worn-out textbooks are a concern.
One of the textbooks that Mejica's holding appears to have something bitten out of the bottom, and the textbook in Mejica's right hand is put together with so much tape. I don't know where the funding for that came from, but apparently we have it.
State Education Commissioner Terry Holliday rallied the education troops. Holliday says federal dollars used to help turn around low-performing schools are gone.
I'm going to pull the rug out from under 41 schools next year and several hundreds of teachers. We're going to pull the rug of support out from under them because we don't have enough money to fund excellent programs that work.
Holliday says the State Department of Education will ask state lawmakers for $300 million more than what's in the current budget. He argues a sales tax on services, a utilities tax, or expanded gambling could help fund education. Lexington State Representative Kelly Flood believes a grassroots campaign could convince lawmakers to raise some additional revenue.
If we have the energy in this room translated into a statewide zeal, if you will, I think the case could be made for some form of revenue support for education.
Still, Flood predicts a higher tax on services or utilities will not fly during the upcoming session. Instead, she believes such levies could be added to tax reform packages that could go before the General Assembly in 2015. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.